Hey, listen. No, I mean it. Listen. Or he'll get really irritated. Back to Gruber.
Continuing our conversation now with Congressman Tim Walberg. And Congressman, the last time we spoke, the government shutdown was still in place. It's gone away since. A lot of folks very disappointed in the president for what they believe is caving in. 17 members of the Senate and House, Republicans and Democrats, getting together to a select committee on something or other to discuss border security and so forth. I don't know if it's going to happen because I don't know that Republicans want it to happen. Too many Republicans like the idea of cheap labor, in my estimation, and too many Democrats like the idea of Texas turning blue, frankly. So I think there's a lot of reasons that we don't see border security the way we should, and I don't know if it's ever going to happen properly. What are your thoughts?
Well, I know the majority of my colleagues in the House Republican Conference want border security that includes barriers, walls, whatever works best at the location. And in fact, this is a continuation of barriers and walls that we already have that that my Democrat colleagues, many of the leadership, already voted for at least once, and in fact spoke up saying it was necessary. So when you have a Speaker of the House like Nancy Pelosi say and a wall is immoral, it makes it pretty difficult for her colleagues in the Democrat conference to go against her. So it'll be a heavy lift to move them off that line, though we're seeing more that are acquiescing to, I think, reality and to their voters who are saying, well, we don't think it's necessary to have a wall in every spot. It doesn't have to be a concrete wall. We expect that you secure our borders. And that is, in polling,
I do expect
the majority of Americans believe that there is a need for border security, including barriers.
Now, I agree that with that. You know, prior to the election, 54% of Americans said they didn't think a wall was necessary. That was prior to Donald Trump being elected, but they do believe in border security. In fact, again, a programming note for tomorrow, I will have Michigan's director of Customs and Border Patrol, Doug Harrington, here on the program. Doug, he had to get clearance from on high to make it happen, but he's going to be here. And he says, and he used to work in, he's here now, but he worked in Texas for a long period of time. He said this whole idea of drones is all nice and all, but drones aren't going to stop anything because you keep hearing the Democrats say, well, we need more drones. For what? To see more people crossing the border. What we need is more border crossing guards. We're down by a few thousand right now. The president keeps asking for them, doesn't get anywhere. The Democrats keep blathering on about technology and drones, which we're going to learn tomorrow from a guy who's non-political, that those really are of no significance in help in actually stopping and curbing those coming over the border. But what about Republicans, Congressman, that don't seem to show any interest in slowing down the illegals either?
Well, I think their districts, citizens, need to speak a truth to them. Because when you listen to the Border Patrol agents and those responsible, they will tell you that a barrier, a firm, tall barrier that makes it difficult for someone to cross, and then if you have a drone flying above that barrier, and you note that someone is trying to put a ladder up or tunnel something underneath that barrier, it gives time for the Border Patrol agents, if you have enough of them, which the president is trying to get, then they can get to that border location and stop the incursion. And that's what all-of-the-above plan that the president is talking about that includes more Border Patrol agents, more electronic surveillance equipment, more surveillance equipment at the border entry spots as well, and, by the way, more magistrates, 75 magistrate teams, to deal with the legal immigrants that are attempting to get across and dealing with asylum seekers to find out if they're truly legitimate asylum seekers. All of that is in the president's plan, including a plan that he offered that included some DACA relief as well, and yet all this stuff that the Democrats said they wanted before at various times, the president offered to them, and they still turned it down. So you begin to wonder, is there any legitimate, sincere effort on the Democrats' part except to make a political point in stopping this president? And I would say, no, at this point in time, there has not been anything indicating that they want to secure our borders and protect our citizens as opposed to defeating this president.
On another note, you have been named the lead Republican on the Health, Employment, Labor, and Pensions Subcommittee for the 116th Congress. What does that mean?
Well, it's a subcommittee that I chaired the last 2 years, and so I'm glad to be back on it. It took a little bit of heavy lifting. Being in the minority now, we have less committee members, and I serve on an A-plus committee, one of the four A-plus committees in Congress, which is Energy and Commerce. So in order to serve on any other committee, if you're on that type of committee, you then have to get a waiver. I've served on the Education Workforce Committee for 10 years, ever since I came to Congress. I wanted to stay on that committee. It's an important committee that deals education, but also the workforce issues. As you know, in Michigan, we need more workforce, and we're attempting to push education that puts people in those sweet spots, those jobs that are going wanting right now in manufacturing, et cetera. So I wanted to stay on that committee, and I was hoping that I could continue, at least if I'm not the chair, to be the ranking member on the health committee, health, employment, labor, and pensions, because we're talking about everything from ERISA to the retirement security issues, which we were effective in getting a number of those out of the House last year, and the issues of dealing with pensions so that we have companies that can have good employees with good opportunities for the future and individuals that have their pensions set aside so in latter years of their life they have something to live on that makes a difference for them and makes a secure retirement opportunity. So all of those are there, and I'm glad to have finally this last week been given the waiver that said, yes, you can remain on the Education Workforce Committee and be the subcommittee ranking member on a very important subcommittee.
Well, there you go. And Congressman, we'll leave it there for this week. Congressman Tim Walberg, congratulations on returning to that committee, a place where you have a lot of experience. And we will look forward to talking to you again next week.
Well, stay warm, and I guess this is pure Michigan experience.
You got that right, pure Michigan. All right, there you have it. Congressman Tim Walberg here on the Steve Gerber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Imagine the life you want to lead, enjoying your kids, enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752. Or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.